What?
Damn.
Then we can catch the fucking last part of that gay song.
My keister. Put it in your keister.
Ooh. Can you find Pokemon there? Because you can find Pokemon everywhere right now. It's so exciting.
I know balls going there. So.
Ooh, shit. Badger, you got Badger balls down there where your Pokemon should be?
What the
Pokey Cooch.
I want to catch a Badger.
Coochie Man.
We're going to talk nothing about Pokemon this week because it's so stupid and everyone's doing it.
That is fucking a little, it's
I'm
a bit much, isn't it?
What is?
That shit's addicting as fuck.
The Pokemon.
You play Pokemon?
I
You're a fucking faggot.
First of all, I feel stupid calling it Pokemon. I feel like calling it Pokemon.
If you're a fucking faggot ass trainer, call in at 909-475-7449. Before that.
Do you have the app?
Hold on.
Let me tell you about my
faggot.
Best friend. He's a warm hearted person who loves me till the end.
You're listening to Pigs Radio, broadcasting live from a secret location in Compton, California. The talk show that makes psychiatrists see other psychiatrists.
Pigs Radio episode 216. Yeah. That's a lot of pigs and a lot of Pokemon. A lot of Pokemon. Right, Badger?
Yes.
Pokemans? It's Pokemon?
The Pokemon.
Someone actually said Pokemon. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. I don't know. That sounds like the Mexican version, like what you get in the fucking swap meet. Like, you don't get Pokemon, you get Pokemon, and it's just weird pictures of dudes and costumes that you didn't ask for that shit.
P-O-K-E-E.
A bunch of furries. That kind of shit that you find on Mystery Nigga's phone, just weird shit, and then you try to explain to your wife, like, no, like, it's just there.
There's a really good porn out right now.
What?
A Pokemon porn.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Already?
Yeah.
It's always been there. It's just now it's getting more attention.
It's a really good porno. I recommend it. I give it 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's a really good high rating.
It's got a really good story.
Really?
Yeah.
Badger's vagina has a really good story, too. We've heard that shit fucking tons of times. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the one and only Badger. Badger.
Badger.
Badger.
Badger. Badger.
Fucking whore.
Pikachu Coochie.
What the fuck?
Oh, no. I'm not really trying. I'm trying to melt it in now.
I was waiting, and I'm like, nobody really stumbled out of it.
Like, something like that. I don't know. I'm busy trying to fucking grab a fucking Charzan.
Charzan?
Shimmy Shiru or whatever the fuck you want to call these assholes there.
What version do you have, dude?
I have the fucking mean old fucking gangster one.
ISIS shit. Version or what?
Pika blood, cuh.
The peekaboo.
I got peekaboo, nigga.
Fucking Sue.
Wow.
Skirt.
And of course, fighting all evil Pokemon and men and childrens and moms and everything. It's the underdog, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, you motherfuckers?
Wow, that's a lot of energy.
That was so, he was so excited.
Oh, that's synergy.
Good thing he didn't take the Xanax.
You get that many points just for showing up and having that kind of energy. Good job.
Thank you.
I probably give him about 10 minutes before he says something stupid and fuck it all up.
He's going to be passed out next time he tries to talk.
I'm ready to rap, dude. He's like, anybody want to rap tonight?
Wow. Rap battle?
Dude,
you know what?
Battle.
You know what? You know what? We do have guests in the studio. You may be able to rap battle. We'll figure out. But
we'll put it together.
Yeah.
I'll hype you up, son.
But battling his sexuality always, every week, the one and only mysterious, the niggiest, mystery nigga.
Leave me alone, bitch. I'm trying to catch a Bud Light right now. Like I'm flicking away.
Even supposed to, like, scroll that way.
I'm just supposed to. How the fuck you play that shit? I'm like trying to catch my Xanax and shit that's all crushed. Porno fight. Let's say a little. Let's have a moment of silence for my crushed ass Xanax that I left here the other day, man. Look at that thing.
Why?
It's so sad. Because look, it could have been a contender, but now it's just like it's dead, dude.
It's been
fucking
there for a week.
But
it was there from last week. I left it out and fucking. Well, I was already broken up last week, so now it's just.
But
it's perfectly fine.
Won't it hit you harder now that it's like cut up in pieces and there's dust everywhere?
Do
and
you
probably snorted and.
It'll hit you quicker. Yeah.
So what the fuck's the problem? Why
you snort one, I'll snort
one. I like the slow release, fool.
Oh shit!
Like for it to take its time, run its course. Smooth, sex me up, nigga. I like my Zanny to sex me.
To sax you? Shit. Badger, yeah. That sounds like it's getting serious. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. But
I think he should lick his finger and, like, pick it up and then stick it in his butt.
Wow.
Does, it hits you quicker?
Is that the most effective way to do Xanax?
That's I think he should do it.
Oh, just him?
Yeah.
Like, how much of the finger do you think should go in his butt?
The entire finger.
I think you should put it on your tongue.
Listen, pinky only. First knuckle on the pinky, maybe. I'd consider it.
You've done it.
Nothing past that. Nothing past that. Not to the second knuckle.
Wow. He must really love you to go past the second knuckle, just saying.
Damn, that's a lot of knuckles.
Knuckly niggas.
And it's the return of the only one who runs Lycan's Den. It's Lycan's Den. What's up, Lycan's Den?
What's up?
You didn't know where I was going with that, did you? Nah. Are you even awake right now?
I'm up.
I like this guy because every single time he comes on, he loves us, right? This is the fan who listens to us religiously every Tuesday, and then they fuck afterwards after, like, you know, just pigging out on whatever the fuck they got. They listen to pigs and they fuck. Like, dude, that's the best way to listen
to
pigs.
7-Eleven ice cream.
That's right. They actually, and whenever they make it to the studio, they bring snacks with sporks. So right now, Lycan's Den is eating ice cream with a spork from Church's Chicken.
Church's Chicken.
By the way, that chicken is gross chicken, just to let you know. The best one out of all of them is KFC. to let everyone know.
KFC is not even chicken.
Those are funny words right there.
KFC can't even call it chicken anymore. They got to call it KFC.
I don't give a fuck what it's made of. That shit's fucking awesome.
It's chicken-like, fool.
That's cool.
They changed it from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC.
That's fine. Fuck it.
It's all fucking...
It's chicken-esque.
Are they doing what I heard from the 80s, what McDonald's used to do is get bread and then inject chicken fat? Did you guys ever hear about that shit?
No.
Yeah, dude, that's how they used to make chicken
nuggets.
Sounds
pretty good.
It's fucking disgusting.
Dude, it's the best bread ever with chicken with chicken fat.
That's like, it's like meat lover's bread.
KFC at
least.
Before chicken.
I'll rub my dick on that bread.
Fuck.
Slather
it. Batch is about to fucking like really blow chunks.
Like, come on, Badger.
Just
you
thinking about
down.
Like fucking chick fat and like just.
Ugh. Just that squirts in your ass.
Badger snail trail like all over a fucking bread. Ooh. And that's just like absorbed and it goes. And then there you go, chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget.
Sauce.
McNuggets. You gotta wait for the pop.
Very gross.
Nuggets.
By the way, I just described how Badger's vagina works too. And it's a weird thing. Just.
Do they inject chicken fat into your nugget?
Oh, wow. He called your vagina a nugget.
It's like an easy bake oven. You pop
it by the fucking comes out the other side of
Thanksgiving at Badger's house.
Ooh. That's it.
Damn, Badger, you're getting rolled up on today. Look at that. Are you ready to take on the underdog?
So it's going to be Badger fucking rapping.
Damn.
My pussy's going to rap.
Put the mic down there.
I know for sure if, you know, that shit was to happen with the underdog.
Oh, what the fuck?
I want to get your attention with the underdogs and Badger's vagina song.
Be the very best. No one ever was.
Fucking faggots like Pokemon.
To catch them is my real
test. To train them is my. You don't even know the fucking words, fucking faggot. You're a fucking fake Pokemon
close
fucking
enough.
Lover.
Close enough!
Fuck that shit. I tell you, close enough!
Close enough!
Got a fake them lyrics! Close enough! I don't know what they're singing! Whack ass niggas!
Dude, you're a poser, bro.
You're so fake, dude. You're so fake.
You don't even know your own fucking anthem. You're a fucking faggot.
You don't deserve your Charmander or whatever the fuck it's called. Taranthemum.
Taranthemum.
You don't deserve that shit. You need to give it back.
Now, does Lycan's Den, I know you guys sell t-shirts for the Psychobilly kids. Now, will you have Pokemon at whatever the fuck you're selling at next there? Can we find Pokemon there?
No. You gonna have Pikachu fucking t-shirts or what?
Badger will probably be there, but not hers. Okay, sorry. Not her. I was waiting for Badger to say something.
Gotta snatch them all. Close enough. Gotta snatch them all.
teach me it.
I'll teach you Pokemon. Gotta grab my balls.
That was, yeah.
Snatch
them
all.
I have never in my life heard that.
Really?
No. You ever heard that shit? You don't remember
never
the cartoons?
No.
Did that, you not have cartoons, right? Yeah.
Did you have a TV? Like,
what was your childhood?
Dude, guys, remember, at the age
pops,
of four,
dude,
she's been humping couches. So obviously, she's probably fucking the remote at this age. By the way, this is like early, or no, late 90s and shit. So, or no, this is a 90s thing, right? This is a 90s thing.
Yeah.
Pokemon,
90s,
yeah?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
All right.
Dry humping the old tube TV and shit and everything, dude. Like riding them rabbit ears.
You guys missed out. While you guys were watching shit, I was making shit happen.
Just catching it all and shit. The hair, the fucking
catch
herbs.
Dude, I can only imagine.
Gonorrhea, gotta catch it all.
Badger's couch just had fucking just white stains everywhere. Just not fucking just dried crust, just. Would you actually clean up after yourself?
I'll juiced it.
No.
No?
Was your couch covered in plastic?
No.
I think that's only a Mexican thing.
It was so dark in the house, though, that you couldn't really tell.
That sounds like really rapey, by the way.
Was your house a basement?
And, like, the orange.
Were you living with
brown.
Greg? This totally sounds like where Greg lives.
Oh, shit. Maybe he is my dad.
Oh, ew. Ooh. God damn, dude.
Plot twist.
I know. Does Greg have Pokemon?
You know he does. You know that for a fact. That motherfucker does.
Once again, if you guys have any gay Pokemon, call in so that we can understand. 909-475-7449. Fucking Pokemon bullshit. I don't
know. Yeah,
you know what was better than fucking Pokemon? This was.
Oh, fuck the Digimon.
Digimon. Digimon was way better than fucking Pokemon.
But
what? Yeah. What were you going to say?
They copied Pokemon,
exactly.
This is better. This is fucking like Pokemon on like drunken steroids and shit.
Let's evolve a little bit like Pokemon.
It's like a lot of bit, not just a little bit. Epic.
So, sounds like they performed at Fun City.
they what happened?
They performed at Fun City.
I know, totally. Catch them this summer at fucking Fun City.
Like AK Ryan doing fucking a cover of this.
So yeah, so that's.
I really don't get what any of this is all about, man.
Well, no,
because
really you're first of all, because you're 1,000 years old, and when cartoons came out,
well,
they were only in black and white. So yes, I get it. Fucking 40 years later of cartoons,
listen,
it's gonna change.
Listen, back in the '80s, on my first concert.
No, dude, he started going to the concerts back in like 1930.
Listen.
He probably created the word listen.
Listen.
So let's
say right. No. I really don't get this shit. So what is it? Wasn't it like a trading card or what the fuck is it?
That's how it originally started, as a trading card game. But then it became a comic and then a cartoon or whatever.
So
this was
what the fuck is this now?
Call in at 909-475-7449 to correct me.
That was
before.
That was before you had like a wooden horse to ride, like. Those other things before.
Yeah, there was a horse and carriage back then, okay? I rode that motherfucker.
You had your fucking wagon.
Okay,
I had to hitch my horse to my wagon.
Oh, let me ask, what was the last cartoon that you actually watched growing up or whatever the fuck it is that you guys did back then?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
were you ever into cartoons of any kind?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. Watch cartoons.
Okay, so what cartoons, what are your favorite then?
Well,
Lamb Chop,
Venture Brothers.
Lamb Chop's not even a cartoon, stupid.
Lamb Chop was a fucking puppet, asshole.
This Mr. Rogers.
Howdy Doody, nigga. That's my boy, son.
Are you kidding me? Howdy Doody?
No, dickhead. I don't remember fucking Howdy Doody.
Was a wooden toy,
yeah,
just to let everyone know.
That was a long fucking time ago, man.
Was there even cartoons back in your day, dude?
Yeah, dude.
why did your voice get all high-pitched right there?
Because I'm not trying to make you understand. I'm trying to emphasize the syllable, homie. I'm trying to let him know, yes, there was cartoons back then.
I think his drag fucking voice is coming out
If anything, you guys are fucking posers because I was down with cartoons back then.
Well,
like,
okay,
you guys are just newbie fucking cartoons.
Okay.
Fucking
okay,
Hanna-Barbera?
So
yeah,
what,
dude.
So what was the first cartoon
Jetsons,
that you liked?
Flintstones?
That I can remember, like fucking Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Was that shit was in black and white?
Fuck you, dick. She was in color, nigga. My TV was black and white, though. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna fucking lie. My TV was black and white and shit. When I saw fucking Scooby-Doo in all his Technicolor glory, that motherfucker was amazing. I knew why I should get high watching Scooby-Doo. Black and white is a little boring, though.
Hey, Thelma, though?
Wait, wasn't she the lesbian-looking bitch on there?
Hey, she was fucking hot.
Thelma in the porno was fucking hot.
I seen a lot of Scooby-Doo porn. Not gonna lie.
That's some good porn.
That went up for fucking Scooby-Doo porn. It's good shit. Badger, you're looking at us weird, but you watch cat porn. Don't fucking judge us.
I'm watching old man porn.
Bitch, with your fucking judgmental eyes, like, ugh, these guys are watching fucking Pokemon porn and shit.
Listen.
And like, what the fuck?
I'm making a mental note that I need to go home and research this shit.
Next year, old guy porn?
Well, shit got real today.
What do you mean shit got real today?
I just watched fucking old man porn the other day. Just to
you
see what the fuck. I watched
it.
What?
I
know.
And it wasn't even intentional.
Because you're
gay?
Huh? Because you're gay?
So you're a bitch. Fucking, I was... What the fuck? I saw somebody post like a remix of an old man fucking game. Like some young chicken and sushi. You saw what you're talking about, right? Okay, so then I went online to go see the actual porn. And it was some old man. Am I the chick? Look young. She looked younger than 18. She looked fucking younger than 18. She didn't even
That's illegal, bro. You can't say you saw that shit. That's illegal. You might get arrested for that shit.
Well,
dude,
that's what was on fucking Pornhub and shit. I don't even go to Pornhub.
But you can't admit you saw a female under 18.
She looked under 18. I'm not saying she was. What the fuck would I know? It's not like if I'm calling you the fucking website. Hey, motherfucker, let me see your ID. Get the fuck out of here.
So, wait. So, I'm sorry. Were you looking for underage porn or were you looking for old man porn? Because now I'm super confused with what the fuck's going on. And I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Just say allegedly.
Shit,
after
Badger, you're right. Shit just got real right now.
Allegedly, it was an old man fucking that was being seduced by some young broad. So I go fucking to the website and I fucking start to watch it. And I watch it and I jerked off to it. So what? Fuck y'all niggas.
So you still
jerked. I'm busting my little nut. You know what I mean? Pow, pow, pow. And then boom.
So you thought she was underage and you still jerked off to that? Is what
you bitch was hot. She looked young. I mean, she...
So I'm getting a hard no on that.
Dude. I'm not saying she looked like a fucking tween. I'm just saying she just didn't. She must have been barely 18. She must have been barely 18.
That's illegal. Just not under 18.
How the fuck am I going to know how old the fucking bitch is? I mean, she just didn't look like. She didn't look like a 21-year-old.
But in your mind, she was a 9-year-old is what you're saying.
No.
You need help, sir.
Absolutely
I mean,
not. Okay. Fuck you, nigga.
Badger. Shit just got real right now. It Pokemon and gay shit.
But that's the shit that you be watching, so don't even act up, Badger.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to watch it anymore, though.
Oh, what happened?
I was watching it today.
It just didn't fucking float your boat?
And just like you said, that chick like looked really young, right? Well,
wait, were you guys watching the same porn at the same
time? That's
what
I was trying
to. I passed through the laptop after I was done, nigga.
Someone needs to shake it.
Get that shit away from me. I feel so embarrassed now and shit after jerking off to it. That's the weirdest thing, man. You're all into shit, and then all of a sudden you bust your nose. I'm like, oh, why did I do that?
You have regrets after fucking watching
total
it?
Total fucking regrets. I had to close the laptop. I had to fucking X everything out. Clear the cookies.
Why would you
wait?
I do the same thing.
Wait, hold on. This is something fucking serious. Why the fuck would you feel guilty after fucking jerking off after something you were into for that moment?
No, because.
Do you mean no?
Because shit got real today. It was fine.
Elaborate.
All
Badger.
Other times.
I don't understand.
I think you need to elaborate on this.
Where did it get real?
Okay, so the particular one that I watched today, the guy comes in, the girl comes in, the little girl comes in. And he says, you know, I saw what you were doing. She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I saw you with your uncle. She's like, okay. He's like, no, I saw you fucking your uncle, my brother. And then she's like, don't tell mom. He's
in
like,
the porn?
Yes.
See, that guy looked true. That's already too real.
This is what I'm saying. And no, it did. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then he's like, but I won't tell mom if you fuck me like you fucked my brother. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then he's like, starts taking her shirt off. And she has... little girl boobs.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little girl. And I was like,
you, motherfucker, perv.
Look, by the way, Underdog just turned on the fucking candelabra that we have here on the table. Shit's getting fucking
sexy.
Real.
Dim it down.
tail.
Ooh.
Do you see them fucking sparkles in his eyes?
No,
that are
sparkling? I don't see no sparkles.
Well,
you're not looking deep enough.
Damn. Deep looking badgers.
So yeah, I got real. So I don't know if I'm going to go there anymore. I might go back to tranny.
Tranny porn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Might have to go back to tranny porn.
What's in tranny porn? Is it just two trannies going at it?
No, I like single tranny porn. Where they're just like, they got the tits and like the makeup and the hair and everything, and then it's just like they're jacking off.
And the beard?
Chicks with dicks.
You got a beard or some bullshit?
Sometimes, but no. I like when they look like a girl, but they got a dick.
Interesting.
Yeah, that. On that note, we're going to listen to some music and then try to figure
we're
out
gonna watch some tranny
what the
porn
fuck.
Reference.
Okay, that's the truth. We're going
to
go watch porn
now.
Badger's going to show us some of her fucking cookies and
her selections.
We will come back with details, I promise.
Don't clear the cachet just yet.
Badger.
God. Control alt delete, homie. Pause that shit. Space bar.
About to get fucking sexy in here. Pigs are going to be right
Function
back.
Function control.
Radio. Hello? Mr. Statham? Yes, this is him. I know we talked about getting you on Pigs Radio, but it is a little surprise you're on now. So if you don't mind saying hi to Mario and the best Jason Statham, can you just say, hey, babies, listen to Pigs Radio and Mario 81.
Listen, babies. Listen to Pigs Radio, Mario 81.
What? That dude's so fucking awesome.
I forgot about these.
What's that?
Check out the new 4G phones. Oh. The Sprint HTC Info and the Sprint Samsung Epic RK. Both have flash players so you can stream Pigs Radio live anywhere in the country. Yeah. So if you're one of those out there having trouble getting your hands on one of these new cool special phones, call Arturo at the Signal Hill Sprint store.
Fuck Trump, if you're listening.
225-8443. That's Arturo at 562-225-8443. We welcome all new and existing customers.
Carlo's Pizza, family owned and operated in Downey since 1964. That's a long time, folks. Carlo's Pizza, where is it? Same place it's always been. 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster.
Carlo's
Not only
Pizza.
Do we have great sandwiches, we got awesome pasta specials. But besides that, let me tell you something, folks. We got the best pizza around. You want to know how I know? Because I'm Italian and I love real, authentic Italian pizza. Where are you going to find that? I'll tell you where. Carlo's. No event is too big or too small. We do catering over here. That's what I'm talking about. We cook all the food. You eat all the food. You're going to love it. Let me tell you something. We also got delivery. You're at home. You're watching the playoffs. You don't want to leave the couch. Give Carlo's a call. We're going to come over there and bring you some pizza at 562-803-6753. Oof, Maron. Well, our pizza is the best pizza in town. We got all kinds of sizes from little itty bitty all the way to a party size. It's almost 2 feet long. I don't know. I'm talking about 2 feet long. That's a bigger pizza. You know what I'm saying? 562-803-6753. Carlo's Pizza.
That's random.
But we make a pizza you can't refuse.
Just checking to see you're paying attention, homie. You weren't.
I don't know.
She never pays attention.
I fucked the plumber, so.
Really? One of your plumbers?
Yeah.
He laid pipe in you or what?
Mm-hmm.
Got that Roto-Rooter discount, huh?
I like it.
Where's the rest of the commercials, asshole?
Welcome to Pigs Radio. Just for you.
Your dick, dude. What happened to the rest of the commercial? We're still waiting.
That was it.
We
already did all of them.
This is what we like right now, so sit down and shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Because it's time for us to share
my headphones off.
What is all about? He's queer.
Have no fear.
Open USA. Grab an ounce, what we announce are gonna be the day. Every Sunday we all know you don't do shit all. So smoke your bowl and drink a beer. Pigs Radio is here.
Zapper ass.
Pokemon. Both
Zapper the coach.
Both you are. Gotta catch Zapper. Zapper. It's a Zapper chew.
It's a Zap. Oh, close.
Zap your mic, folks.
Pigs Radio episode 216. Very electrically charged. Badger's getting scared. Pay attention. Make sure, you know, there's going to be a test at the end of this. And
yeah.
Make sure you pass.
I don't pass tests.
Well, you better pass this test. You
better piss test.
What? What the fuck?
Zapper Cooch, fool, hurry up.
Motherfucker.
Pokey Cooch.
Gotta zap them all.
Alright, so we have learned really nothing other than Pokemon game is fucking gay and everyone's doing it.
It's a bit ridiculous. Does anybody here at this table play that shit?
Yeah, I play it and I'm proud.
Do you really? Do you
sing
really?
It loud and proud, guys?
Did you find one around here or nah?
I don't know. I don't play it all the time, but...
Pull it out. Pull the fuck
pull
in.
It pull it out.
Whoa.
Pull out your Pokemon, baby.
Speaking of which, the Cyclone is coming up, and that's where the Pigs Radio does its best work live.
We're going to have a Billy fucking Chew and shit right there.
A Billy Chew? A Billy Chew.
Yeah. Sack of Billy Chew.
A torta Billy.
Lycan's dead. You look like you used to be into Pokemon at one point. Now you're into like WDB wrestling or some shit, right? Totally look like that guy.
Is there one around here?
I was ready for a response and I didn't get one, but okay. Are you going to confirm those allegations or deny them, sir?
I will confirm.
Okay, so you're
here's
the Pokemon?
Confirmation.
Okay.
I only stick to the first original 150 and get up with that.
What?
Close enough?
What you got?
There's nothing around here, dude.
Okay, so
in the middle of dark ass content, you think there would be Pokemon here? Shit, there isn't people. All right, here.
So explain to me what the game is about.
So, it's supposed to be like where kids get active and like actually leave their room, and to catch Pokemon, you're actually supposed to be walking around and hopefully catch them all.
Does this song play every single time you guys catch a Pokemon?
Yeah, in my head.
Oh, wow, okay.
Now, is it the original 150 or is it the new version?
It's the original 150.
So, wait, okay.
What does that mean? It's like,
allegedly, there was only 150 Pokemon.
So, to begin with, there was the red version and the blue version.
Right, why does it always have to come out the color, guys?
Those are Bloods and Crips.
God damn. No,
like, well, listen.
And then the Asians jumped in those yellow versions.
Foes, so this is Bloodhood right here, homie.
This is where, like, there was a cartoon show.
It was based off the cartoon?
Yeah. Those original 150.
The characters. Pokemon. And so what is it now? Now it's like fucking infinite amount? Or
no, well, they have released different versions of it.
So now there's
after the 150, so there's really probably about like 4 billion.
50?
40.
That's multiple 150, right? Yeah.
It's like the Power Rangers. You have the original Mighty Morphin, which is only like the 4.
Yeah, you're just coming out like a fucking nerd now.
Shit's about to get serious, guys. We're talking about Power Rangers.
And then you got this ninja shit, space shit, Back to the Future shit.
So you're comparing the different shits of Power Rangers to the different shits of Pokemon.
Exactly.
Okay. So they're shittier same ones that come along.
Same shit, different paradox.
Gotcha. So same storyline, every single one.
It's like making 5 different movies of something,
like Star Trek.
What?
Like different versions of Star
Trek.
Yeah,
that's a good analogy.
Right. I mean, different versions of Star Trek, right?
Who does different versions of Star Trek?
Well, there's a reboot. There's a TV show, then there was a fucking movie, and then there was the Wrath of Khan shit.
Okay, I know you were there
the
present when they recorded
the Wrath
shit.
Of Shaka Khan.
Sorry.
Don't fuck with knowledge, nigga.
That was BP before pigs.
That's right.
this guy, let me tell you, when he doesn't, you know, he doesn't talk much, but when he does, it's gold. Like it.
Golden.
Lycan's gold.
Ooh. Lycan's gold. Would you be there at this year's Cyclone selling everyone else's shit?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Because
that's how you do, right? You just sell like other people's shit and the Cyclone shit.
Yeah. This guy's been there from fucking day one, man. This motherfucker's a trooper right here, man. I remember.
Fuck you. Like, I'm not, motherfucker. I almost lost my leg at your
show. You weren't there at the first one, were you?
Yeah.
Or at least, were you?
I was there sacrificing my leg.
At the barbecue outside. What was
outside, right? Yeah. But you weren't inside. Because I remember we were trying to get, like, vendor people, I guess. And then that's, I guess, when you came in on the second one where you started selling, like, the bad merch upstairs, right?
Yeah, because the first one, I was taking care of the Cyclone merch, but outside. Right. But it was only on Sunday.
They didn't even let you inside? Damn, dude, that's fucked up.
I was inside, but, like, merchandise, like, I only did it on Sunday.
I want to be inside.
Yeah.
Badger?
Herbert. Fucking.
What the fuck?
I'll give you the taser.
Actually, my merch girl from the first one, I ended up hooking up with way fucking later.
Back in the 80s?
Dang.
When the original Cyclone was happening.
Listen. Back in the day. But it was just psych. We couldn't afford the loan, you know what I mean? We couldn't get a loan, so it was just psych.
All right, so we lost focus. So once again, Pokemon is it's a game now. You download onto your fucking phone. And you walk around. It actually, they hooked up with Google Maps, and you can actually, whatever, you know, how shit's actually laid out, you walk that.
Yeah. And right. You go into, like, churches and
chicken?
Fucking
churches. Chicken?
Churches, chicken.
Yeah, hospitals.
That's scary, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I was listening to something else on the radio earlier. They were talking about how they did put it at place of worship. And according to them, whoever did that, they just wanted more kind of, if tourists were around, they're like, hey, you're going to be there. Go and check it out, but then people were getting all pissed off, throwing Jesus Christ.
Now you go to crosses everywhere. You go to a Holocaust museum and catch some Pokemon in there. Yeah.
Let's commemorate this Holocaust.
There's true. There's a Pokemon called Ghastly.
Oh.
And you can catch Ghastly inside the Holocaust museum.
I figured it out.
Well, better the Ghastly than the fire Pokemon, right?
But the Jews were gassed, so.
Oh,
mine too. Plot twist.
Hit the button.
Yeah. Wait, I don't even know which one for that one.
The underdog.
So, yeah, there's been some fucked up situations.
That's for the fucked up situation. Fuck.
Your name is not underdog now. It's so, not underdog. It's now the situation. You are now the situation.
He is the situation.
So there's been some backlash, you know, for that type of stuff, but.
Not only that, I mean, I've heard all kinds of crazy fucking things happening. Once again, if you're playing the game, you can call in, you fucking faggot. 909-475-7449. So this girl found a dead body. Supposedly people who have, like, helped stop crimes happening because they're walking around looking for fucking Poke-Chews and
Poke-Chews.
Badger-Chews and fucking all that other shit. Coochie-Chews and Badger-Coochies.
Nigga-Chews and Compton.
Nigga-Chews.
Look, it's a nigga chew.
Still got it on. He's weedy.
Trying to catch
them. Do they pop up like randomly or no?
Yeah. Well, you got to walk around.
I gotta say, it's one of the strangest phenomena I've seen. Like I saw, like I guess in what was that? Out in Frisco, they have that one park. What do they call it?
But didn't you say the same district? Thing? Didn't you say the same thing about electricity back in the day though?
Because that was a trend, foe.
Electricity was a trend. How was Tesla back
Edison
then?
Edison was a fucking dick, dude.
Tesla was your homie?
Tesla had the OG shit. We should have gone with Tesla. Alternating current versus, what's the other one?
RC?
DC?
DC. I forgot DC stands for.
I like that band.
RCDC, nigga. That's right. That's them.
But, no, I think it's more like nostalgic for a lot of people. Like,
just in the 90s, though.
Yeah, like you growing up and you played the game. Now it's kind of like a better version of it back then.
But you don't fight or anything,
so
right?
So the reason I downloaded it was my little brothers downloaded it.
So
and I was like, all right, like, fuck it. Let me see what this is about. Like, as a joke, I downloaded it, and then I got addicted to it.
How old is your little brother?
21.
Two?
Damn.
Yeah.
21 is little brother.
Just clearing things up here.
But yeah.
I probably have the pocket protector, huh?
Closey does.
You play that every single time you go out, really. So where have you actually walked? So supposedly, supposedly people are everywhere right now.
Like in the parks, dude. Like in the parks, you'll see like fucking like I. Again, I was trying to say earlier that there was like over a hundred people in fucking that park out in San Francisco. That's pretty famous, and they're like running after what this virtual like fucking Pokemon.
Who's it, Gyarados?
What the fuck? Don't be derailing my story, son. Exactly.
Wait, so why do you know so much information about San Francisco?
Well, why else? He gets the gay newsletter every day.
They trampled over my picnic, bitch. I was having a nice French cheese, a Gouda, and then I had that French roll.
Well, I haven't walked anywhere.
Had a Cabernet Sauvignon.
I normally turn it on as I'm driving.
You're a cheating Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm still fat and
so you don't know your own theme song. You don't walk around for real in the apps.
Nah, I'm gonna.
And you claim to like this shit. You're not even about it.
I'm kind of about it.
You smell that, Mario? Smell that? Smell the motherfucking poser. Some boasted ass niggas.
If you want to call him out on a rap battle against his Pokemon ways, call in at 909.
Do a Pokemon rap battle.
475-744. Uh-oh.
I'll freestyle Pokemon.
Like straight up Charangatang.
Just for fun, dude.
Okay, just for fun. So do you need a rap beat then?
Yeah, give me a Pokemon beat.
Yeah, dude. Give us a song.
Find the instrumentals to that Pokemon song.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be so bad, it's going to be good. I love it.
Gotta snatch him up.
I like how you're going to get a few minutes to think about it right now, so yeah. Make sure.
Pikachu.
Is there an instrumental version of that song?
I might as well be.
That should be awesome.
Okay. The only thing, though, we're going to let you know for this rap battle, you can't say what.
Can I say
it? Yeah, you're already fucking tied his head behind his back, dude.
Could I say que?
Yes.
You can't do either.
Loopholes.
No and no what.
Can I say badger? Can I make fun of badger?
No. Okay.
Snail a chew over here.
All right, here we go.
I'll throw my ball at Snail a chew.
No good can come from this. I'm just letting everyone know.
It's horrible. It's going to be horrible. I can't even hype you up.
Yeah. And in this corner,
my name is DJ Underdog.
No,
and I wanna catch them all. Dun dun dun. Even Pikachu and that bitch Badger and what? Yeah. Fuck you, motherfuckers. I want to catch them all.
Underdog you.
I do not want to walk. I want to drive and catch them all.
Lazy nigga.
Close enough.
Ah, that was great. Yeah, that was
nigga chill.
Started off pretty good, right?
Nah,
yeah,
no.
Not really. Absolutely.
I disagree. Totally.
You weren't, I don't think we're listening to the same thing we were listening. I don't know.
That was some fucking whack ass shit, man.
But that's how it's supposed
See,
to be.
That was fucking more embarrassing than these niggas walking around with the fucking app open.
Can't even look at him the same way.
I wish we could unhear everything that we just
whack at you. Underdog rapping whack at you.
Okay, so how many Pokemon are there that you can actually collect?
I think there's 140.
140
released so far.
And they plan to release more.
Well, there's 150, maybe 151 if you want to get technical. But.
Okay, has anybody caught all of them?
Depends if you want to count Mew and Mewtwo.
Mewtwo's a
Mewtwo? What the fuck is that?
What the yeah.
What the fuck are you?
They're legendary Pokemon.
Are they like cats?
Mew. Kinda.
Ooh.
They got cat features.
That's why they're called Mews.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in.
There's cat Pokemons?
I'm in.
What the fuck's a Pikachu anyway? That shit looks like a rat.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's an Asian rat.
Is it a squirrel?
An Asian squirrel?
It's like a mouse with
it's like
the features
a beaver
of a taser.
And a fucking squirrel or some shit, dude.
God damn. That song should play like every single time you guys talk.
It's my new theme song.
Yes.
Fucking.
You're so.
Fucking
fuck.
Pikachu, it looks like somebody ran over his tail and shit. That shit's all bent out of shape and shit. Shit's all crooked as fuck.
You have a lot of input on this discussion. I think you know more about Pokemon that. You want to
see? I don't remember if it was my daughter or somebody
okay.
used to watch
all
that shit.
All of a sudden,
or some bitch you was fucking.
Listen, listen.
No, what's up, nigga? Gotta train them young. Gotta catch these nuts.
Close enough.
Exactly. You look 18, so you're close enough.
All right, so I guess if people are playing this game and saving lives, whatever, fuck you. Do what you gotta do, but I also
that's
find
probably why they're not calling for because they're probably running out there and shit. There.
And also, people are apparently getting robbed by that shit too. I guess people can set up like places where they can come meet and jack off or fight Pokemon or whatever.
You could take over.
Fuck
a
gym. Jack-a-choo?
You can fight for the gym.
Is that something sexual? I don't know what that means.
Who's gym, Dick?
I know.
There's gyms and
who the fuck is gym? Why they gotta fight for gym?
I know. Baggage you.
Homo chew. Gotta take it up the ass. Homo chew.
Wow. Homo chew. Pokemon has gone to dark places. Dark places.
Yeah, it's called an asshole.
Badger, do you have any Pikachus in your asshole?
No.
There's no map down there because I'm sure Google was sending one of their cars in there before.
I'm currently
yeah,
off the map.
It's cockachoo.
Cockachoo.
All right, so you hate the game because you actually have to walk and do all that other shit, right?
No.
No?
I don't hate it.
Well, then why
I
haven't
just
you walked?
Participate.
All right.
It's just like if he happens to be walking and then he catches it,
yeah.
He'll probably just open up the app while he's walking and shit. But for the most part, probably don't even fuck with it, huh?
Probably not.
Is that all sad now?
So sad. All right. All right, nigga, you caught me. You caught
by the way,
yes, well, I'm pretty fucking lazy. Like,
it's like a
do you think I would really walk around?
It's
Do you have like a handle name on that? Like, do people like know each other kind of deal? Like, do you know who you're fucking?
Oh, it's DJ Underdog 7.
All right, so there you go, guys. Attack him, take his Pokemans, and pick him on what shoes and the Badger whats and the you know who's.
Is that the way it works though? It's like you're fighting somebody to catch whatever the fuck you're trying to
catch?
No,
you just walk around and it pops up like, oh, there's a Pikachu there.
But you're not in competition with somebody else.
Like only one person out of the bunch could grab it?
So those gyms is where you fight other people. And
do what?
So you take over the gym.
Fight to be a leader.
Yeah.
Wait, talking to the mic. Fight to do what?
You fight to be a leader.
To a leader?
Gym leader, yeah.
Gym leader.
What the fuck?
So how do you fight?
So there's different spots. Well, you use your Pokemon.
Yeah, you fight them against their strongest Pokemon.
And so the strongest one obviously wins, right? And then you keep the gym? Mm-hmm.
So do you have to be in the same location as the person?
Yeah, you have to be nearby.
Well, the gym's always in one spot.
Right, so what if you're like in the middle of jacking off and then like, bloop, my fucking phone goes off like, hey, motherfucker, I want to battle you right now. Like, fuck, but I'm in the middle of jacking off this fucking old guy porn and shit. Like, how the fuck can I leave this shit now? And they're like, fuck. So do you have to stop what you're doing to go battle?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. That shit is serious.
If
dude.
You're in the gym, yeah.
Oh, wait, you get called out? Like, yeah. They be calling you out? Mm-hmm.
If you've been called out like a bitch, call in at 909-475-7449, and I'm pretty sure you fucking lost. Fucking
I really am confused with all of this, man. I'm serious, dude.
I don't even know what I'm doing on there, to be honest.
Yeah, we know. We're trying to get someone who actually plays the motherfucking game to call in.
I haven't found any gym leaders.
We're gonna get you to break up with your app right now, fool. We're going to make you delete that shit right now.
I downloaded the game the first day. I'm like, you gotta fucking walk? Fuck this shit. Deleted that motherfucker
you
right away.
You drive and almost cause accidents.
That dude, you know how many people have died from that shit already? Once again, more reports. People have been crashing to not paying attention.
Just not me.
Pick them a choose. You're doing that shit now. I'm surprised you're fucking still alive right now.
Fucking crash a shit, man.
Crash. I don't know, dude.
Crash, man.
I live life on the edge.
Pokey
of the couch. What the fuck, dude?
Playing Pokemans.
Yeah.
But when you can celebrate on the couch, there's a new fucking thing that was pretty gay. I thought of Badger about this, but happy heterosexual day.
Today is Friday or Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday.
So we covered every day of the week, right? We all got that?
Lycan's
Dan, I want to make sure you're paying attention,
sir. I didn't hear Tuesday.
Lycan's you.
Huh?
We missed Tuesday, Wednesday.
He just said Tuesday or Wednesday. Huh? He just said it last. Are you? What's wrong with you? Are you retarded? Because
did you take my Xanachu?
Xanachu.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
It's because you're startup.
You know
on?
What, dude? This is
Xanachu?
The fucking. This is the 90s all over right now. I'll tell you why. Pokemon's back. Korn's on tour with Rob Zombie, them old fucks, and this guy's rocking that fucking one ponytail from Home Improvement.
Is that a rebel? Fucking.
That is a fucking. That was.
Do you have a wallet chain?
That, that was the fucking ponytail.
Dick, I left my wallet chain at home. See, that's why you're assed out, nigga. I moved up, son. Oh, I moved up.
Mine is actually in the car.
There you go.
This.
Are you wearing corduroys?
This was the ponytail once again on Home Improvement.
That's, Zach Taylor.
No, wait, was that Zach Taylor?
Yeah, that was Zach Taylor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Zac Efron or some bullshit.
Not that guy.
Or one of them Zacks. Zach Galifianakis, nigga.
Totally the 90s. Is that the look you're going for, or is your man bum just lazy and falling down?
Don't forget about Blink. Blink just released a new album. So Blink has an album out, too.
Blink does have an album,
How
yes.
did you forget that, Mario?
You know what? I haven't illegally downloaded that yet, so I need to get on that.
Fuck
I mean, allegedly. I mean bot, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Pirate Bay.
But, yeah, the Blink-182 guys are touring.
Selena getting a star?
Wait, what?
Selena?
Selena's getting a star?
Selena's.
What, that bitch still alive?
No.
Wait, you can get stars when you're dead?
It's 94.
Who fucking claims that shit?
Como la flor.
Or James Almost, I guess. I don't fucking know.
He claims everything. Fuck, I wish I would have known I would have played a
the other
Selena
day
song.
For fucking Jaime Escalante or whatever the fuck.
Would you like a fella?
Wow, that sounds really creepy. Almost as creepy as heterosexual day.
Creepachu, nigga.
Or it's Thursday.
Creepachu.
Which means it is heterosexual pride day.
Gotta follow
Hi,
them all.
I'm Dylan Creepachu. Marin. And as an ally, I wanted to celebrate the brave commitment of straight folks to love out loud.
Who's that faggot?
Encourages them to do so.
Yo.
To understand a little more
Power
about why
bottom.
We celebrate heterosexual pride, let's go back to one of the earliest documented straight couples ever, Adam and Eve.
Wait.
Adam and homosexual Eve met like most couples.
What are you talking about? Heterosexual day.
I think he's talking about homosexual, the way this motherfucker looks.
Maybe it's a straight thing. I don't know.
A straight thing? This dude, motherfucker is gay
the
as fuck.
Only humans on Earth that fool jelled up with nut. Even Adam dared to love each other because God told them they must. Adam and Eve, however, were dealt a deafening blow when they were evicted from their home, thus creating the first known
Bounce,
cases
Google.
Of heterophobic
causing discrimination. I mean, God or where the fuck?
But they didn't
God,
let
Jesus.
Bigotry get in their way. With a strong-willed determination that only exists
is he a lesbian?
In symbolic creation.
I don't know what he is.
Adam and
he's
Eve walked out of the Garden of Eden.
He looks like he has a rat tail.
He's in the 90s too. Look at him. He's got a denim fucking shirt.
As time went on,
Canadian tuxedo.
Humans continued to fight
the Batsville series.
Plagued with challenges like pregnancy, marriage, and universal acceptance. Tired of not seeing themselves represented in media, they invented media so that they could see avatars of themselves fall in love over and over and over again.
Wait, gays or Jews? I don't know who we're talking about.
Every movie
I'm lost.
Ever. In the 20th century, when gay people were invented to threaten
their love,
they
found
ways to become even more divisive. Thanks to the bravery of straight people throughout history, you can see heterosexual pride parades throughout all parts of the world. Literally any time a man and woman walk down the street,
yeah,
unafraid
he's talking about straights.
To hold each other's hands. Are you a straight person who is breathing? Then you are taking part in heterosexual pride simply by breathing easier, knowing that you live in a world that accepts you. So, from this ally to you, happy heterosexual pride day.
Wait, this motherfucker straight?
F-ing day, which coincidentally. Is the same day that we celebrate white people and men.
Wait, what?
What was the purpose of that?
I don't know, but that shit was beautiful. I felt like that was a 4th of July speech that I don't know where the fuck that shit was going.
I felt some sarcasm in that.
That was all sarcastic, Nick.
So it was sarcastic?
Yeah.
Oh. It was sarcastic.
That's right.
So that wasn't the new
it's
Trump.
It's like they gotta slap you with the fucking dildo and shit for
Wait,
you to get it. Yeah,
so it's not
like
heterosexual day? Or?
No, dude. You say every day is heterosexual day.
But we're getting a parade, right?
So why do the gays have a parade? Why can't, like...
Because they're gay.
The straight guys...
That's the point of this, because everyone's arguing about that. The whole thing about the whole, like, the feminist thing, and they made that menace thing...
The who thing?
No.
The Phantom
Wait,
menace?
Wait. Well, first of all, talking to that microphone thing
oh,
so we can hear you. Okay. So who what now?
Just people about they're complaining about how gay people have a day and right. why can't straight people have a day and have
yeah.
a day and make a celebration. And that's why the gay people are getting all mad.
Because every day is a celebration. <'Cause
they're laughs> gay people are getting mad because well, you guys have never been discriminated on. Why should you guys be celebrated?
Because we're the cool kids.
Yeah. Because it's America.
Yeah. Fuck you, fucking faggots. Like, dude. Fucking goddamn.
That was the whole point. Like I said,
fags,
it was like
dude.
The feminist thing. How the feminists got out of hand. Wah. And then the men, Wah. Like, they were fucking around.
What
and they made a menace page.
The Phantom Menace?
That shit's hilarious, though.
Bunch of crybabies.
Yeah, basically.
Mystery Nigga, I know that you have strong ties in the gay community. What is your outtake on this?
Well, I'm
sure you're probably like, it just right. your butthole is enraged
it's
with
so
anger.
It's so clenched up, and there's no penis coming at it either.
Wow.
I mean, my thing is like, I get it. You know, I get it. What he's trying to say, it's like, listen, gay people are persecuted. Black people are persecuted. All these people are persecuted. The majority is the white.
So gayness matters
so,
is what you're saying?
So these little moments, this one day that gays want to take to, you know, show that they're proud of who they are, I get it. You know, heterosexuals, you know, they show off their...
Penises.
No. Their
oh, okay.
heterosexuality
no, the
all the time in front of everybody. But when a gay person tries to show their affection
Penis.
Towards another gay person, it's like they're persecuted.
But why have
a
parade? I don't get it.
It's... Just to kind of like let the community
why do you guys
know
have a parade
who they
over
are.
Just throw it in your face.
Why do you want a parade? I think you're gay.
I mean, it's like a Puerto Rican parade. It's like a fucking
Wait,
like St. Patrick's parade or Cinco de Mayo parade or, you know, whatever.
No, those make
parade.
Sense, though. The other one's just a fucking, fuck it, let's
not,
party.
Not the Puerto Rican one. I don't really get that one.
Yeah, I don't like them either. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's like the California parade. You know, I mean, listen, it's admitted. Puerto Rican's part of America.
Parade.
Why the fuck there's got to be a Puerto Rican parade?
Why is there a Compton parade?
I don't know. That's stupid,
Christmas.
Too.
That's a Jubilee
no, that's a
thing.
That's a Christmas parade, not a Compton parade.
No, but it's
It's for Christmas, stupid, for the kids.
Oh,
God damn it.
It's called Juneteenth. There is a black parade that's like a Juneteenth.
Wait,
called
what?
Juneteenth.
What are you
it's
saying?
Our historian Jose is talking.
Juneteenth?
Juneteenth, yes.
What the fuck is that?
It's a parade that happens in June in the teens. Don't ask me why. It's called Juneteenth. But it is a black-based parade.
It's only Juneteenth.
What the fuck? Only
blacks?
Badger, can you research this and get us confirmation on this?
Is there only blacks in that parade?
I know because I live in Linwood and it happens like down the street from where I live.
And it's just a bunch of fucking Negroes just walking up and down the street for parade?
Well, it's not so much
hashtag
a,
Black
it's
Lives
not a
Matter.
Parade. It's like a thing that they do at the park and shit, Linwood Park. So it's I don't know. They always have like bands.
Are they playing Pokemon too? Do they know something we don't know?
Maybe. Okay. They're probably looking for Nigachu.
That nigga dark.
Oh, Pokey, whatever.
Allegedly.
Goddamn.
Yeah, you gotta stand outside of 7-Eleven and shit, wait for it to run out with a fucking, like, a case of beer doing a beer run or some bullshit.
Seriously.
Buy some swishy sweets.
All right, so this week we learned nothing other than Pokemon are really fucking gays and the gays are still crying about fucking everything else. Fucking gays. You know what I don't get? If they can take a dick and they can't take a joke, what the fuck? Badger, back me up on that.
Right.
Yeah, see? If you're gay and you can take a joke, call in at 909-475-7449. Mr. Nigga wants to know you.
Hey, precious.
On that note, I think pigs are done, and we taught you guys everything we had for the week.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check out pigsradio.com. We have our past episodes. New Pigs Radio sticker for 2016 is coming out. Badger's getting picked that up and suck some dick probably in the way.
Find it at a Hot Topic.
Yeah, give me a discount, girl. I want some of my money back and shit.
Now, Badger, where can our listeners pick up the sticker? Because we haven't come to an agreement yet.
Hot Topic?
We will keep them posted.
Keep them posted. All right, we're going to fight this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to make the fucking Pigs Radio sticker app and shit.
That's actually hopefully in the works, sir. Get your Pigs... Z Radio News everywhere.
Pig Z.
That's how we're known on Channel 5. Pig Z. Fuck you, Channel 5. On that note, pigs out. Later, like it's Dan with your mantle.
Fuck out, bitches.
Hey, yo, DJ, stop the music.
Countdown. 5, 4, 3. Initiating shutdown sequence. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
This show may cause birth defects and or cancer. Void where prohibited in the Southern Red States. Official sponsor of the Special Olympics. Not really. 2% financing available for nothing. See your official Toyota dealer for recall as penalty for not buying American. This show may cause massive amounts of marijuana consumption. This show has been a joint venture of cockballs and ass. Free salad tossing available upon request. Visit RobertReese.com. Sexual relations among cousins is not incest.
Thank you. That will conclude.